This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States is warning entities in the Mediterranean against working with an Iranian-flagged oil tanker that's now sailing through the region after being freed from detention by Gibraltar. Brian Hook, the State Department's special representative for Iran, said Tuesday the U.S. wants to ensure that the oil on the Adrian Darya 1, formerly known as Grace 1, is not used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps to fund its operations.
We have called upon all governments and the maritime community to deny passage of any Iranian oil tankers, to deny them docking privileges.
Maritime trackers say that the Adrian Darya 1 is headed to the Greek port of Kalamata, arriving on Sunday. But Athens says it has not received any request for the tanker to dock there. Italy's prime minister announced his resignation on Tuesday as he made a blistering attack on his own interior minister, accusing him of sinking the ruling coalition. Lauren Anthony has more.
Giuseppe Conte accused Matteo Salvini of destroying the ruling coalition and putting the economy at risk for his own political and personal gain. Italy's parliament was recalled from its summer recess to decide the future of the barely year-old government, where Conte accused the League party chief of seeking to cash in on his rising popularity. He told a packed Senate that Salvini's decisions pose, quote, serious risk for this country, and warned of political uncertainty and financial instability. Salvini rejected Conte's harsh comments, saying other parties were afraid of an election because it places their jobs at risk. Salvini is chasing an early election, 3.5 years ahead of schedule. He hopes his surging popularity will sweep him into power as prime minister.
Lauren Anthony of Reuters. This is VOA News. Just days before heading to France for this year's G7 summit, President Donald Trump is making another push for Russia to be readmitted to the group. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
It used to be the G8 before the U.S. and the world's other major industrial nations ejected Russia at Barack Obama's urging after Vladimir Putin annexed the Crimean Peninsula. President Trump, though, sees it differently.
Because Putin outsmarted him, President Obama thought it wasn't a good thing to have Russia in.
And says Russia should be allowed back in.
It's much more appropriate to have Russia in. It should be the G8 because a lot of the things we talk about have to do with Russia.
It's the same argument the president made before last year's G7. Nothing came of it. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Venezuelan opposition leader and U.S.-recognized interim president Juan Guaido says officials linked to Nicolas Maduro's regime are trying to save themselves. In an exclusive interview with VOA Spanish, Guaido responded to news that members of Maduro's inner circle are reaching out to U.S. government officials through various channels. Guaido said, "It seems that each one is looking to be saved when what we want is to save Venezuela." He added that there is no coordination with those loyal to Maduro. Guaido declared himself Venezuelan leader in January using his constitutional authority as the National Assembly president to declare Maduro's re-election last year illegitimate because of fraud. The United States and dozens of other countries have recognized him as interim president, but Russia, China, Iran, and Cuba still support Maduro. A top official in Pakistan said Tuesday that recent cross-border skirmishes with India have killed dozens of people and injured hundreds of others on the Pakistani side of the disputed Kashmir region. The revelation came one day after U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to leaders of both nuclear-armed rivals and urged them to reduce tensions. Pakistan also announced Tuesday it would take the Kashmir dispute with India to the International Court of Justice. Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi told local television channels the Pakistani government has taken the decision after considering all legal aspects of the case. The military escalation stems from New Delhi's controversial scrapping of decades-old limited constitutional autonomy for its part of Kashmir earlier this month. A down day on Wall Street, with all three major indices finishing trading in negative territory. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.